New York Governor Kathy Hochul assigns 250 National Guard members to fast-track illegals to work permits. By Warner Todd Houston on September 26, 2023. Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, announced Monday that she is assigning another 150 New York National Guard members to fast-track work permits for tens of thousands of illegals with an eye toward transitioning them out of state-run migrant shelters and into the state's population. During her September 25 presser, Hochul noted that with the additional forces deployed, she would have put 2,200 soldiers to work for illegals, helping them gain legal status and protecting them in shelters. At least 250 of those soldiers are assigned solely to case management paperwork, the Times Union reported. The troops are set to help illegal aliens fill out forms to apply for work authorization. They will focus especially on border crossers from Venezuela, who were recently granted protected status by President Joe Biden. Related, Hochul: some people falsely claim asylum to get in. I'm glad Biden gave people claiming asylum work permits. As Breitbart News reported, Biden's temporary protected status, TPS, expansion will add one more foreign worker for every 9 Americans seeking a job this year. The National Guard has already been working to survey them, Hochul said of the illegals hoping to join the workforce in the Empire State, continuing. We have different categories. Some people are eligible to work right now if they already came in through the Customs and Border Protection app. There are the asylum seekers who need to apply for asylum and wait 180 days. And now we have this new category that allow sick, the expedited work permits for Venezuelans who arrived here earlier. On September 20, Hochul released a statement to pressure businesses to hire newly authorized migrants and directed the New York State Department of Labor to connect employers with newly eligible asylum seekers and migrants who are on the path to receiving work authorizations. Work authorization is the way out of the migrant crisis, Hochul exclaimed. Individuals who achieve legal work status will be able to exit the shelter system, find work opportunities and get their shot at the American dream. Related, Venezuelan migrant living good life at New York City taxpayers' expense. Hochul took heavy criticism from former gubernatorial opponent Lee Zeldin, who blasted Hochul for destroying the American dream in New York, saying, "Your American dream is no longer a New York dream." Hochul's one-time opponent is not alone. A recent poll of Gensers found that a whopping 74% feel the American dream that their parents were able to achieve is now out of reach for most people. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.